Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
But what specifically is in the report? What have we learned? What can we know? Here to talk about it with me, Jennifer Gagliardi, Senior Policy Analyst for Restoring American Wellness in the Heritage Foundation's DeVos Center. Jennifer, it's so great to have you on the show today. Thank you for making the time. Jennifer's on X at Jen Gagliardi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I want to be healthy. I think we all do. I want my children to be healthy. Have you had a chance to digest, no pun intended, the report today?
Barely. First of all, let me suggest skinny margaritas for your happy hour, though. Okay. If you want to make a healthier happy hour, skinny margaritas are a way to go. One, because they do something that this report calls out, although the report was more specific to children, so we don't want to be encouraging any alcohol consumption. But what it did point out, which is a big culprit, is sugar. And like you said, it just came out a couple hours ago, so I haven't had a chance to digest it completely, but it is 68 pages. I do have it with me, so I don't misquote anything. So if we want to talk about specific points, but it is 68 pages of an assessment of the state of American, particularly children's health. And it's not good. I think you'd be blind or had to be living under a rock to not hear some of the statistics. One in 31 children by age 8 now have autism. The obesity rates are over 20%. ADHD, over 10% of children. And so this report has four main components. One is an assessment. Let me take that. That's kind of the preamble, is the assessment of where we are. And then it says section one, the shift to ultra-processed foods and poor diets. So that's nutrition. Mm-hmm. The second thing, the cumulative load of chemicals in our environment and chemical exposures, which includes everything from potentially, right, it's a complicated issue, but potentially agriculture chemicals to environmental chemicals, what's in our water, what is like in the clothing we wear even, and the products we put on our body. And then three is the crisis of childhood behavior in the digital age. This includes like lack of physical activity and chronic stress, right? It's the phone use. It's those kinds of things. And then something that people may not be aware of or as keenly aware of is the over-medicalization of our kids. The immediate trigger happy to just get a prescription for any of these conditions. So those are the four main issues that are addressed in the report.
So what about pesticides? I know there was a lot of talk about that, and I know that the farmers were nervous, there are various lobbying groups that were worried about what the report would say regarding that. What do we learn from that?
Well, I think it is a complex issue for sure. We're still kind of working out the facts around the research. It is kind of shown. I asked some of my interns to pull me some of the studies on pesticides, and a lot of them are funded by companies like Monsanto. They have that have a vested interest in kind of keeping the research a little bit biased, to put it nicely. Yeah. So there is corporate capture happening, but it is a touchy subject. You have to understand, well, when we're doing double-blind placebo-controlled science, is we're a lot of the times doing it on animals, and the amount of glyphosate is extreme compared to what might be on our food products and what children are ingesting. But there are also studies, non-biased studies, that show they do have a detrimental effect on human health and soil health, by the way. So soil health is important, because when you're planting seeds in the ground, if the soil isn't exactly nutrient dense and rich, then you're going to get kind of not really nutrient dense plants. So it's such a complex issue. And I think what was important, not only in this report, but more importantly, if I think you were listening to the press conference they had at the White House, or the announcement of it, is that there really is no daylight, though, between the Trump administration and the MAHA advocates and Kennedy. I think a lot of people were thinking Trump would not would kind of kowtow to the lobbyists and these companies. And I believe what I saw this afternoon proves that there's no daylight between any of these agencies, that they are all willing to work together. This is really a unified force. And then Roger Marshall spoke on behalf of the farmers. And I think what he said was really important, that it might take a while to get to where we want to be within our food supply, within our agricultural process for these farmers, but that they're willing to possibly make changes. A lot of them are already taking these steps. How do we make it easier for those farmers to do that, to transition if they want to, from conventional to more regenerative and organic agriculture? It's a complex issue. I think we need to be having the debates. And importantly, the research needs to be unbiased.
Jen, does the report say outright that glyphosate should be banned?
No, it does not. The way they framed it was that it could be any combination of complex chemical interactions. They mentioned glyphosate once, but not in a way that's pointing the finger specifically at glyphosate. And I think that's correct in that it's not just one thing, right? Mm-hmm. When we're talking about vaccines as well, it's not just one vaccine. It's this combination, this overload. We don't know how things interact with each other. We don't know how these chemicals interact with each other, how they interact with individual body chemistry. So they don't point to one thing or blame one culprit. I think it's they did a very good job in saying, these are the issues. Now we need to go really do the good research.
What about these forever chemicals, Jen, that we hear about? And I'm a little nervous as a guy who grew up using Teflon pans. I think we all probably did, you know, nonstick pans. And I just remember somebody telling me a few years ago, you know, when they get scratched, you gotta toss those things. But we switched completely over to stainless steel now, or cast iron. But what about all the exposure to these so-called forever chemicals?
Right. They do talk about those PFAs, or it's kind of the acronym for some of these. To be honest, I didn't get that deep into those things. I was really interested in the pesticides, because I knew a lot. These letters were coming into the administration from kind of the lobbying arms. But personally, I just stay away from them. I stay away from the plastics. I use glass containers to store food. I use ceramic or glass cookware. I do use now more cast iron.
Yeah, I got rid of my plastic cutting boards after my friend who's a physician said, you know, every time you're cutting on those things, you're getting microplastics, right?
Right.
I didn't even think about it. So.
And it's not a conspiracy. I think what people need to understand, this is not conspiracy theory anymore. And if anything, we're just raising the awareness of some of these issues. That is the best tool, I believe, is to raise awareness, to educate people, and then let kind of a free market decide. But you have to raise awareness. And to a certain extent, if there is really damning evidence, then do something about it. But until then, like you said, you're just making these choices for the individual health of you and your family. I think when we empower people to make those choices, they'll do it.
Well, that's one of the things, Jen Gilardi, that I appreciated the secretary saying today was that we're not going to be a nanny state. Because what I don't want to see are bans. I really have a problem with prohibition in that sense of it. And I think the problem with that becomes you start getting government overreach into things. And, you know, it's easy today to say it's MAHA and then, you know, the power shift changes and now the left is banning beef because of climate change. So you got to be really careful about this. And raising awareness to consumers is the best way to go about this. And at the same time, I think it's because there's social pressure on food companies. Like I was talking to a friend of mine who works for Campbell's Soup or Campbell's now they call it. And they own a chip called Late July. And now they're having their nacho cheese Late July, but it's the healthy nacho cheese chip. You know, they're kind of like how social pressure really led people to quit smoking more than a government ban or anything. It's kind of that. It's, hey, can't you just make these the Fruit Loops a little bit healthier for our kids? Can you just not put so much crap in them? And but first is raising the awareness. And then the second is dealing with the prices of these things. Because I remember last Christmas, we wanted to get candy canes that did not have red dye in them because my daughter, Reagan, who's five, goes crazy when she has red dye. And the ones that were the, I guess, organic candy canes, they were like three times as expensive as the regular candy canes. And that's also a big problem here.
Well, one thing is you have to understand over time, we've had artificial price reduction because they've been some of these products have been subsidized by the government, right? So the products that are included in junk food, so to speak, Doritos, have been artificially lowered because the government subsidizes corn, sugar, wheat. So you're actually not paying more. You were just kind of paying less, a deflated price, so to speak, for something than you normally would have. So yes, now organic is going to seem really expensive, but we do have to address that issue. I am concerned about, I'm the same with you. I want people to take responsibility for their own health. If they have the education and they still choose to eat poorly, that's on them.
Yeah.
But how do we make sure that the healthier food is as accessible to them as a donut, right? You're going to see a lot of change in people's health if they just stop eating donuts every morning and shift to some eggs, avocado, and spinach, right? Whether it's organic or not, right? The macronutrients of those foods are going to help people become healthier. And that those are the big kind of easier issues to tackle, I think, than some of the pesticides and the food dyes and all that. The food dyes were easy because there was no reason for them to be in the food except for marketing, except to make them more attractive to your daughter. So that to me was kind of the low hanging fruit and the easy one. There was no benefit other than to sell.
As you point this out, Jen. And I'm so grateful for your time today. Jen's with the Heritage Foundation, and she is a MAHA advocate and a visiting fellow as well. And so it's great to have her on the show. Follow her on X at Jen Gilardi. As you know, as you're saying all this, and I'm thinking in my mind about the changes and kind of how incremental they are. Another point that was made today was if we can address the problem of the food supply and make it healthier and encourage more health. But the government has created so many of these problems, and you touched on this with the subsidies. Correct. We also followed the government's advice on the food pyramid, which is why so many people got fat because they were loading up on carbs every day because they were told to have six servings of whole wheat every day. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Snack Wells, but they're good for you because they're low fat. Do you remember Snack Wells? I don't know where you are in your age range. But
I'm a Gen Xer, and that's what I grew up with, eating low fat. And that's how you walk down the grocery store aisle, and that's what they say, low fat. And that's what I thought was good for me. And so the government, in addition to subsidizing things like corn, and then the incentive was to grow it, and they didn't even need to, so they turn it into, you know, high fructose corn syrup and load it as a filler in foods. There's also this notion of the government giving us bad advice. Today was also about saying we're going to stop with the lobbyists influencing the regulators. I'd rather just have no regulators than have regulators who are influenced by lobbyists because then they're giving out bad information. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's way worse than not having regulators at all and letting me just figure it out on my own.
Yeah. I love how educated you are, by the way. It makes my job a lot easier. You're already kind of knowledgeable about this stuff, about the
group.
Well,
I grew up as a fat kid, so I had learned the hard way. You know what I mean?
Right. You're like the third person that said that to me. Like, I grew up as a fat kid, so now, It is. There was a lot of bad information, particularly around the food pyramid. The Ansel Keys study was, you know, really flawed, that moved Americans from whole foods like meat and dairy to these low fat, you know, cholesterol was the devil, saturated fat. It's not true. Inflammation in the heart causes heart disease and heart attacks. That's not from dietary fat. That's from cholesterol that's produced because there's inflammation there, right? They have the cause and effect reversed on heart disease. And we are hoping that the new food guidelines that come down in the fall will start to correct this, and that we will see a shift to more animal-based protein. And then there's the question of how do you produce that in a way that's ecologically safe, right, and kind of sustainable for the farmers. But just from a macronutrient side, whole foods, beef, chicken, unless you have some allergy, fish, yeah, vegetables, it's really
Although
is.
And I was going to say, my buddy Dr. Nicole Sapphire was saying you got to watch the fish because of the microplastics.
Well, yes, and then there's I was actually tested for high mercury because I was eating so much tuna. I was doing a keto diet, and then I got tested. It was high mercury, so I had to back off that. It's always going to be something, but what's the lesser of the evils? And for me, it really is macronutrients. Mm-hmm. If we can get the excessive carbs and processed foods out, then we can start to take, like you said, it is a very incremental process. Like, you kind of get red pilled. You start just eating better, and then you start becoming more worried about organic, and then you start becoming worried about, like, fine-tuning your diet. But for most people, it's common sense, and they emphasize this in the press conference today at the White House or in the discussion of the MAHA report. There was so much talk of common sense. Kennedy said, we know that processed food's not great for us. Can we just work on that? Can we just kind of tell Americans to shift? And we know feeding our kids five different orange pharmaceutical bottles is probably not a good idea. There's just a lot of common sense here. And if we can keep that the focus, right, we shouldn't have chemicals in our food, maybe. We shouldn't have plastics in our food.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea. I'm not a big fan of chomping down on plastic, Jen Gilardi. So let's move into the pharma stuff for a second with kids because, you know, I mean, you have a crisis of children who are over-medicated with everything. And I saw that SSRIs were brought up on this, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which are, you know, an antidepressant. We've talked for years about kids being overprescribed stimulants for ADHD. But what about the SSRIs and the link to, like, for example, I mean, school violence, school shootings? I mean, we've talked about that, you know, it's like one of those subjects, third rail things to talk about. But you got to wonder about these drugs and the effects they have on the developing mind.
Every drug has a side effect. We know that by the pharma thing. I mean, maybe it's a good thing that no one pays attention to the pharmaceutical commercials when they list, may cause.
My 10-year-old son mocks them all the time.
Or death.
Yeah. That's my 10-year-old son, Patrick, is always like, Dad, you hear that? The side effect is you're going to die. He thinks those commercials are hysterical. He really does.
They are. And they sell it. They use their musical theater skills to try to tell you
they're dancing
while they're talking about death.
And they're dancing. Exactly.
Right. Well, here it says, used to treat depression and anxiety, SSRIs carry a black box warning due to established incidents of suicidal thinking and behavior caused by the drugs in adolescence. Such incidences are difficult to separate from progression of baseline disease and therefore may go largely undetected. What's interesting about these drugs for kids like SSRIs is they're like any other drug. They become addictive. I did a couple pieces on, because it's Mental Health Awareness Month, on this issue and talked to someone. Her name's Laura Delano, and she wrote a book about, right away she was put on this kind of conveyor belt of drugs. And then when she tries to get off, she's not having depression and anxiety. She's having withdrawal symptoms, right? So when you try to come off of these drugs, they name what are withdrawal symptoms as, oh, that's your bipolar. No, they're withdrawal symptoms from the drug. And I think it's, again, common sense just always told me, why are we medicating our 10-year-olds? Why are they depressed? Then you have to look, and what we hear a lot of, the phrase we hear a lot in all of these discussions are root causes.
Yeah.
What is causing this uptick in depression and anxiety and ADHD? Why are we making little boys sit down in a chair at school for 8 hours a day when they need to be running around, pounding on sticks, even maybe a little like beating up on each other? I mean, that's what boys do.
No, look, I mean, you know, one of the things they do when my son Patrick talks too much in school, because he's like his father in that sense, is they take away recess and they make him sit on his computer. And my wife and I have said to the school, that is the worst thing you can do to a 10-year-old boy. Get him outside to play and get some energy out. Don't make him sit at a desk for longer. That's not a punishment. That's just, I mean, that's just cruelty, because he needs to be moving. All these kids do. And I think we also have to look at how we teach. And I was glad to see Linda McMahon there, because I'm a big believer in the fact that, you know, not everybody, I can't learn by sitting still for 8 hours and listening to people. I'm not good at reading. I have to hear things. People are different. Kids are different in how they learn.
Yes.
And but the conventional answer is, if you don't conform to the way we've always done it, here's a pill.
Yeah. Well, it's a one-size-fits-all policy with our education policy.
Yes.
That was going to be my first comment, is maybe get your kid out of public schools, but
not everybody has
that luxury, right?
Yeah.
And also, we've created an environment where it's, this is the way to educate a child. Obviously, we want them proficient in reading and learning and math, but some kids need to get their hands dirty. I'm like you. I go take walks for hours to write pieces, to write policy, to evaluate things. I listen to things. So we need to acknowledge that what our school system is doing by, you said, keeping them kind of sitting in one place, it's not good.
No.
And that every kid learns differently. Some kids are going to want to pursue more of the trade school. And we need that right now more than ever. We need these kids in trade schools. Mm-hmm. So education is such a huge part. One thing that I haven't heard talked about explicitly, it's in here, is return the physical fitness standards to schools. Period. If you're in a public school, you need to be able to run a mile under 15 minutes. And that's not, you know, if I can do that, anybody can do that at this point. I'm not a big cardio person.
No, absolutely. And in addition to that, we have to talk about the school cafeteria, because when my son is able to buy lunch on Fridays as a treat, he can buy cheesesteaks and ice cream and all these. Look, and, you know, listen, I'm a believer in something Bobby Kennedy said today. You know, your grandma was right. And my grandma, who's an Italian grandmother, would always say, everything in moderation is okay. And I'm a believer in that. But the problem is, kids don't really make decisions like adults do when it comes to things like moderation. So if you give them access to these bad foods, they're always going to choose that. I did, because that's what you want. I'd rather grab a Cheetos when I'm 10 than an apple. I mean, what 10-year-old doesn't? But that's the other problem, is that as parents, you can try so hard to make your kids healthy and to give them the healthy food, Jen, but then they go to a party, they go to a school function, they go to this or whatever, and now they're getting all the garbage you've been trying to keep away from them. We got to talk about that as well.
We do. And there are efforts, I believe, to change drastically the school lunch program. To bring whole milk back, which is, you know, multiple times more nutritious than skim. But why are we taking fat, an essential nutrient? Again, this was the bizarre lie of non-fat, that fat makes you fat. And it's not. You've got vitamin D, vitamin K. Your entire hormonal system runs on fat. Your brain runs on fat cells, or it could, if it's not overly dosed on carbohydrate. Mm-hmm. It's more sustainable to have a brain that runs on fat, which is kind of the premise of the ketogenic diet. You're right. The school lunches, it's challenging, I do think, because you are feeding a mass amount of kids. But again, this is why this whole of government approach that we're seeing with this Maha Commission is so important. It's why we saw Linda McMahon there. It's why we saw Brooke Rollins there, Secretary Kennedy. And I've been saying this for years, that government bureaucracy operates in these funnels of elite kind of intelligentsia that says, I know the answer to this problem. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to consult with anybody else. Well, it's kind of the same way we've approached our medical issues, is that a heart doctor, you have a heart issue, you go to the heart doctor. Oh, you've got, something on your skin, you go to the dermatologist. Well, maybe it has all to do with the gut and metabolic dysfunction. And that's what we're seeing. We're starting to have the conversation around root cause disease. And that's really the big transformation. We're having, it's a whole different new, whole different language to learn. Metabolic dysfunction.
Yeah, we're going to hear words like microbiome and things
microbiome,
that we have not really
right?
talked about a lot. Before I let you go, Jen, we started the conversation by talking about skinny margaritas. I have heard rumors that the government's going to come out with guidance saying that no alcohol at all should be consumed. I think that's ridiculous, and I hope that does not happen, because I, as a guy who believes that there are some health benefits to red wine, for example, I don't want to see that happen. What are you hearing in that sense?
I haven't heard anything, but I do have a different perspective on this, because in the end, it is just that. It's a guidance. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we need to get all up in arms about it. It didn't stop everybody from smoking. And I do believe alcohol is, we rely on it more than we should as a social lubricant.
Yes. Liquid
there
courage.
Are some, yeah, right. So I do want to see more liquid courage. I'm guilty of it. Actually, I took a shot before I got, no, I'm kidding. I was a little nervous. Took a shot. It was 5, we did start at 5 o'clock.
This is our happy hour, Jen. So obviously, yeah.
Right. But I think I don't mind if it's a recommendation. And we show some studies. And in the end, it is just that. It's a recommendation. I don't think it's going to stop people from drinking. We're not black marketing it. We're not forcing it into the black market. We're not going to say stop selling alcohol. That's just the recommendation to say live a little healthier life. So I always think if you go to the extreme, people are going to kind of be a little less than that, right? So if you say no alcohol, people are going to reduce from 4 drinks a night to 3 or 2. That's my take on it. Now, again, I know everybody. I think we need to be a little less reactive and saying, don't tell me to not drink my alcohol. Well, we're not telling you that.
Right.
Here are the studies that prove any amount of alcohol for a I'm with you, though. Like, I am not an I've gone to extremes before, and it's probably just being older and a little bit lazier. I fall somewhere in the middle right now. Right. I have a drink maybe once or twice a week. I just don't feel great with it. And again, it is individual for people. Some people that have, like, their liver doesn't process toxins as well, might have more difficulty drinking alcohol. Let them make that decision and let you make your decisions, right? I mean, the hangover is, I think, the best reason not to drink as you get older, because you just feel like crap.
No, it's true. And the older you get, the longer it takes to get that out of your system. You know, I mean, the things that, like, I would remember, you know, being at the University of Maryland, eating a Philadelphia cheesesteak from the Philadelphia Cheesesteak Factory at 3 a.m., with fries and somehow making it to class at 9 a.m. If I did that now, I'd be dead. I literally would die. So,
well,
yeah,
and the truth is, we probably weren't functioning on all cylinders,
age. No,
right?
Definitely not. Jen, this was great. I appreciate it. Let's have you on again as we digest more of the report and more of the ideas from MAHA come out. Jen Ghilardi, thank you so much. And follow Jen on X at Jen with 2 N's, Ghilardi from the Heritage Foundation. Appreciate it, Jen.
Thanks, Rich. Have a good one.
Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. And as we continue along the show here today, I want to mention to you Garden State Earthworks. They are the best at what they do. My buddy Lou Vargo, he's the man. He's going to solve your water problems. All this friggin' rain we had, and I guess there's more on the way for Memorial Day weekend, which is a total bummer. What are you going to do with all that stagnant water on your property? You're just going to let it sit there, mosquitoes breed, and then it gets into your house, your storage, your basement, your pool liner? No! You're going to do something about it by calling Garden State Earthworks and having them drain the water away once and for all. That's what you got to do. Because the reality is water problems never get better on their own. Ever. So you have to have a professional deal with it. And you don't want to just use a landscaper. You want to use the pros. Garden State Earthworks, they're the best at what they do. I've used them twice in 2 different homes. It's my luck. You know, first home had a wet basement. Second home, just backyard was like a swamp every time it rained. Now, they're very busy because they're the best. But you call them, you tell them I sent you, they'll make you a priority. 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. And do that now, and Garden State Earthworks will be on it for you to solve the problem and get you what you deserve, which is relief from those water problems. GardenStateEarthworks.com, 856-848-4444.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to
to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm going to check out at 6 tonight because I've been on the air since noon. And Tom Aislabie will be driving you home the final hour. Tom's great. He's a good buddy of mine. So give him a listen. Be nice to him. Be nice, baby. And then back tomorrow for a full Friday show. Not a full Friday show because, again, I'm going to bail at 6 because I've got Ingram Engel tomorrow night. So, and filling in for Fela again tomorrow. But anyway, that's a lot of stuff. There was an embassy shooting today in D.C., and this guy who did it was a Palestinian, a pro-Palestinian whack job nut. I want to play for you what the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt had to say about that. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, 856-786-2020. Go see him for your perfect smile. This is cut number two.
President Trump is saddened and outraged over the brutal murder of two Israeli embassy staff in here in Washington, D.C. last night. Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram were a beautiful young couple. In fact, we learned that Yaron was planning to propose to Sarah next week in Jerusalem. Yaron's father, Daniel, spoke about the young couple's devotion for one another this morning. He said, "They were in love, one for the other. The embassy told us they were like a star couple at the embassy. I never expected something like this. He had his whole life before him." These words, especially every parent knows, are heart-wrenching. The evil of anti-Semitism must be eradicated from our society. I spoke to the Attorney General this morning. The Department of Justice will be prosecuting the perpetrator responsible for this to the fullest extent of the law. Hatred has no place in the United States of America under President Donald Trump. Everyone here at the White House is praying for the victims' friends and families during this unimaginable time.
Now, the brother lover, Ilhan Omar, was asked to condemn this today. And the brother lover, Ilhan Omar, would not condemn this today. How do you not condemn this? This is, take a listen.
Congresswoman Omar,
can I get your reaction to the shooting that happened in D.C. last night?
I'm going to go for now, Mark. Couldn't even say condolences for the family.
Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Just the absolute worst. I mean, just completely just awful. I got to make sure I get this in today, too, before we know the One Big Beautiful Bill passed. Obviously, now it's going to go to the Senate. So we'll see where it goes in the Senate. There's a lot of things in this bill I do not like. Obviously, there's a lot of BS in this bill that I'm hoping they'll take out in the Senate because that needs to happen. But there was, let's see if I can find this now. Yeah, you know, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Steve Hilton's going to be here. And then if I hopefully get a chance today, if not, I'll save it for tomorrow. This Democrat running for governor of New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill, finally confronted on taking money, making all this money as a congresswoman. All these people do with their inside stock trades. It's just outrageous. All right, big break, quick break. Coming right back with Steve Hilton. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Which is
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Why I'm in Jimmy Fallon's studio right now in New York, which is why Steve Hilton's probably looking at me like, what are you doing in Jimmy Fallon's studio right now? Of course, Steve Hilton is the author of the book, Califailure, and how we can turn around America's worst run state, because he's running for governor of California. And he joins us now on the show. Steve, how you doing, my man?
I'm great. I'm on the show and I'm on the road. We are driving right up north through the Central Valley. Our great ag industry being attacked by Newsom and the Democrats. We're going to turn that around. It's fantastic to be with you.
It's fantastic to have you. You know, I've been a big fan of yours for quite some time. I'm excited you're running for governor of California as a Republican. I think if anybody can do it, it's you. And you make a really good point about one of your potential opponents, Kamala Harris, which is that she knew about Biden's cognitive decline, his senility, better than anybody, Steve Hilton, and she should never be trusted with anything.
100%. Here's the point about her, right? Of all these people that helped cover it up, and we're learning more and more about that absolute disgraceful scandal, right? This guy was a puppet president. America had a puppet president. Someone else was pulling the strings. Of all the people who were involved in that conspiracy, she was the one with the constitutional duty. She swore an oath, right, to uphold the Constitution. She knew that he couldn't do the job, but she played the game because she wanted to win the game. And even when it was so obvious he couldn't do the first term, let alone a second term, she went along with the total fiction that he could serve a second full term because, and we all know the real reason, she hoped, assumed that he wouldn't make it and she would take over and become president without actually running for election because she knows she wouldn't win an election because she's constantly losing and being rejected. That is so disgraceful. It's her ego and narcissism and vanity. She's a classic machine politician, just like Biden, who always puts their own interests ahead of the public interest or their duty. And that's what she would be like if she ran for California governor. She's threatening now to do to be my opponent. But this will be right at the top of the reasons why she should never get that job or any other job.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a guy who had the nuclear codes and she had the responsibility under the Constitution to invoke the 25th Amendment.
Exactly.
And she should have. And that's exactly what needed to happen, because the fact that this man, who at 3 a.m. in the morning could have had a deal with a nuclear strike, and he had no idea where he was. And the media, Steve Hilton, to act now like they all, you know, are shocked to learn all this and that the debate night was so revealing, as if like the day before the debate, Biden was perfectly fine, right?
Yeah, it's a joke. I mean, I made a point about it on my podcast this week, the Steve Hilton Show. We had, like, back in the day when I was doing my Fox News Sunday night show before getting involved in California politics, this is before the 2020 election. We ended up, there's so many examples of Biden making an absolute fool of himself. We ended up doing a weekly segment on it on my show. Like, and every week there was new material. And it wasn't just, you know, we started off calling it gaffes. But it wasn't gaffes. He was clearly incapable. And for them to turn around and say, well, he has good days and bad days. You can't have bad days when you're the president. What are you talking about? And then do you remember halfway through the administration, we learned that, well, you know, he only really works between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Oh, great. So what if, I don't know, some crisis happens at 6:30 in the evening? He can't be there. It's such an outrage that this happened. And we've got to hold these people accountable. It's not enough just to go on about it and complain about it. There does need to be some kind of process of accountability for these people who did this.
Yeah, no question about it, especially when we talk about the auto pen use and whether or not it was actually authorized by the president. I mean, they would have been. And by the way, Steve Hilton, you know, my theory is that if Biden was polling at 60%, they never would have. He would have been the candidate. He would have been the nominee. They didn't take him out of the race because of his senility. They didn't care. It was just that he was going to lose. And they just had a Hail Mary. They tried to Hail Mary with Kamala Harris.
That's exactly right. And that's you get to the real heart of it. And the real disgrace here is that this suited them. Mm-hmm. They wanted this because then they could control him. That's why they put him in the first place. The machine got behind Biden back when, you know, he was such a disaster in the early primaries, and Clyburn pulled it out from him in South Carolina, and then the machine all came behind him because they wanted to stop Bernie Sanders, and they thought, this is great. We've got someone who doesn't care about anything. He's a totally corrupt machine politician, doesn't care what he says because he doesn't really believe in anything other than his own political advancement. And so, great, we've got a puppet that we control. That's why they put him there. And exactly as you say, that's why they would have loved the idea of him for a second term. They could run the show all over again. And by the way, this is from the people who never stop lecturing us about our democracy, how Trump's a threat to democracy. And yet they turn around and put someone in and basically run the country without bothering to run for election.
You just made Steve Hilton such a great point. You know, they propped up Biden in 2020 to stop Bernie Sanders. They did the same thing in 2016 to Bernie Sanders, and they did the same thing in 2024 because they never had an open process at the convention. It was a closed convention. Kamala was just put out there as a Broadway show. I mean, look, you're in California, and hopefully, you know, God willing, you'll be the next governor. You're in Hollywood. They literally brought out Steven Spielberg, a guy who makes dinosaurs and sharks look realistic, and even he couldn't make Biden look realistic.
I know, it's just a joke, and they, as you said earlier, the idea that that they all suddenly discovered this.
Yeah,
I mean, they were all in on it. It was a conspiracy. I mean, okay, fine, call it cover up or whatever the subtitle is in the Jake Tapper book.
Yeah,
absolutely. Can I just make another point? Like, it wasn't just on this issue that those of us in conservative media were telling the truth, while all these establishment people gaslighting us. It was on every issue, on the border, on the crime wave in our cities, on the lockdowns, on the origin of the pandemic.
Yep.
After time, over the last few years, we've told the truth, and we've been accused of conspiracy theories and making stuff up and all the rest of it. And in the end, we turned out to be right on everything.
Everything. Everything. And we're going to be right when you become governor, because one of the biggest creeps out there, Steve Hilton, is Gavin Newsom. And, you know, I made this joke last week on your former network, Fox News, when I was on with our mutual friend, Dana Perino. And I said, you know what, Dana, I would not be shocked if this guy comes out as a Republican at this point, the way that he's doing it, trying to do a 180 on every single policy position he's ever had, Steve.
OK, but here's the thing. It's even worse than you. I mean, you're right. But even worse, he's not even doing the U-turn or the flip-flop or the pivot, whatever you want to call it. He's not even doing that effectively. He's saying it, but he's not actually doing it. I've got three examples, right? Number one, he tells Charlie Kirk, oh yeah, deeply unfair. That's the quote, biological men and girls sports. A couple of weeks after he said that, there were two bills in the state legislature put forward by Republicans that would have outlawed biological men and girls sports. Did Gavin Newsom get behind it? Did he try and make it happen? No, he did nothing. Then on homelessness, last week, puts out this big fanfare that he's dealing with homelessness, gets tough on homelessness. If you look at the details, he didn't do anything. It was a list of suggestions for local city councils to do something. And then when you actually read the suggestions, it's even worse. He wasn't talking about removing homeless encampments. His suggestion was to move them 200 yards every 3 days. That's literally what Gavin Newsom's thing was. And then finally, on healthcare for illegal immigrants, again, in his budget revision last week, Gavin Newsom wanted people to think that he was cutting back on that, even though he was the one that started it. If you look in the detail of the budget, he actually increases spending on illegal immigrant healthcare from $9.5 billion to $12.1 billion. So the whole thing is total BS.
The book is Califailure, Reversing the Ruin of America's Worst Run State. The author, Steve Hilton, running for governor of California now, giving up his very, very popular show on Fox News to run. Steve, how do you win as a Republican in that state? Because I got to tell you, I mean, I love California. I was out there with my family for a PragerU thing a couple months ago. I think it's beautiful. I think the people are wonderful, but it's so freaking nuts. How do we fix it?
So a couple of things. First of all, I get asked that, and my immediate reaction is, how can a Democrat win after their record of total disaster on every single issue? We have the highest taxes in the country, the highest rate of poverty, the worst business climate, the highest cost for housing, rent, gas, electricity, water, everything. It's a disaster. But what I really mean by that is that in 2026, you look at the polls in California, there's a real clarity that people want change. And the candidate who's going to win is the change candidate. And you're seeing the signs of it. Last November, 10 counties in California out of 58 flipped from blue to red. You saw George Gascon kicked out in LA. The mayors of Oakland and San Francisco kicked out. Look at the way that the Latino vote and the working class vote across the country in the Trump era. It's massive transformation where that's moving from Democrat to Republican. That's going to be a real opportunity for us here. And then finally, President Trump, he got more votes in November last year in California than I will need to win in a midterm election. So it's all about getting that energy and excitement and the turnout. If everybody who voted for President Trump in California votes for me, I'll be the next governor.
That'd be amazing, man. We'll do everything we possibly can to help you. Steve, where can people get in touch with your campaign and help? Because I know they want to.
Thank you. That's good. We need to build an army. These Democrats, they got their machine, the government unions, it's totally corrupt. We got to beat them. SteveHiltonForGovernor.com, F-O-R. SteveHiltonForGovernor.com. Any help at all, your time, your money, anything. We need to really build a fighting force to kick these lunatics out and save our beautiful state of California.
Well, you're the guy to do it, my man. You are the guy to do it. Hey, thanks for making time for us today. We really appreciate it, Steve. Drive safe. Good luck and come back, okay?
Thank you, Matt. See you soon. Appreciate it.
All right. Very good.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. And as I mentioned, you are going to turn it over to Tom Hayes, will be my buddy in just a second. But before I get out of here, I wanted to share so much news, right? Look, I'm not going to spend too much time, obviously, in the One Big Beautiful Bill today because it's going to go to the Senate where it needs to be. There's things they got to deal with it. No question about it. But I want to just on this notion of these liars and these hypocrites, Nicole Wallace. I have a real problem with people like this. I have a real problem with these people that were phony Republicans and then they flip and they're out for themselves and they're liars and they're there to just simply promote themselves and they stand for nothing. And here's a great example of this. 2018, Nicole Wallace of MSNBC asking members of Trump's team to come on her show and take a polygraph on if Trump was fit for office. And then in 2024, claiming videos of Biden, they were cheap fakes. This is the same person, cut 18.
Need
John Kelly.
We need people to speak.
Kellyanne Conway.
Absolutely.
Steve Bannon, Jared right. Kushner. Let's hook them up to a polygraph. You know what? It's a serious offer. If you're willing, any one of you, hook up to a polygraph. We'll put it on TV. You can have my hour. We'll do one a day. Is Donald Trump fit for the presidency? Is he capable of carrying out the responsibilities? There's a growing and insidious trend in right-wing media, broadcast, print, and social media. It is to take highly misleading and selectively edited videos of President Biden directly from Republican National Committee social media accounts and then use those videos to spread messages virally to cast doubt on President Biden's fitness for office. Cheap fakes, videos of real events that are intentionally manipulated to fool viewers.
See? Cheap fakes. Cheap fakes. And again, like I said to you before, you know, if Biden was in a cave like Tony Stark for months and had to build an Iron Man suit to get out, and then he did that debate, and we hadn't heard from the guy for 6 months, and people were like, oh my God, I can't believe how bad he is. Then I could understand all these people going, I watched that debate in horror, and I can't believe it. But that's not what happened. Biden was the same guy the night of the debate as he was the day before, and the day before that, and the month before that, and the years before that. And this continues to be the greatest political cover-up of our time. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zioli. Back tomorrow for a full show. Catch Tom for an hour, and then me again at 7 tonight, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.